bought the albums. You went to the shows. You are a Springsteen super fan. And now it's your turn to step in front of the mic. As host of your very own radio show, you're the boss on E Street Radio.
Hey there, E Street Nation. My name is Donnie Moore, and today on E Street Radio, I'm the boss. I'm originally from Wilmington, Delaware, just a short trip across the Delaware Memorial Bridge from New Jersey, and home to lots of Springsteen fans like me who got turned on to the boss early in his career. The novelist Thomas Wolfe wrote, "You can't go home again." But I disagree with him, and apparently so do Jon Bon Jovi and Bruce and Patti. Even though I live on the other side of the country, I still enjoy going back to visit the family and all my good friends back east. Wilmington will always be my hometown.
You laid in bed talking about getting out. I had skin like leather and the diamond hard look of a cobra. I was born blue and weathered, but I burst just like a supernova. I could walk like Brando right into the sun, dance just like a Casanova. With my black jacket, jacket and hair slick sweet, silver star studs on my duds like a Harley in heat. When I strut down the street, I could feel its heartbeat. Sisters fell back, said, don't that man look pretty? The cripple on the corner cried out, nickels for your pity. Them gasoline boys downtown sure talk gritty. It's so hard to be a saint in the city. I was the king of the island, mama, I could talk some trash. I was the prince of the paupers, crowned downtown at the beggar's bash. I was the pimp's main prophet, I kept everything cool. Just a backstreet gambler with a luck to lose. And when the heat came down and it was left on the ground, the devil appeared like Jesus through the steam in the street. Show me a hand I knew even the cops couldn't beat. I felt this hot breath on my neck as I dove into the heat. It's so hard to be a saint when you're just a boy out on the street. And the sages of the subway sit just like the living dead. As the tracks clack out the rhythm, their eyes fix straight ahead. They ride the line of balance and hold on by just a thread. But it's too hot in these tunnels, you can get hit up by the heat. To get out, it's your next stop, but they push you back down in your seat. Your heart starts beating faster as you struggle to your feet. You're out of home, back up on the street, and well, Southside sisters sure look pretty. The cripple on the corner cries out, nickels for your pity. Them downtown boys, they sure talk gritty. It's so hard to be a saint here in the city.
You're the boss. Guest DJ by you, the fans, on E Street Radio.
Hello again, E Streeters. My name is Donnie Moore, and today on E Street Radio, I'm the boss. We just heard It's Hard to Be a Saint in the City, because there was no way I could be on a satellite radio show and not give a shout-out to all the downtown boys I grew up with in my hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. So that song went out to Bunce, Doc, Conman, Muggsy, The Czar, T-Logue, Big Papa and Cuz, Rank, The Slab, Reds, JoJo, Vench, Guido, Rack and the Hound, Hone Daddy, Gonzo, Pickle, Doodah, The Hook, Shorty, and The Ghoul. All you fellas from Rent-A-Crowd found it as hard as I did to be a saint in the city. Being from Wilmington meant spending lots of weekends at the Delaware beaches or down the Jersey Shore. I remember one weekend after a long day of surf, sand, and fun in the sun in Dewey Beach, and a longer night of drinking and dancing at the Bottle and Cork, I realized that I had failed to secure lodging for the night. No big deal, I headed off into the dunes to find a dark, quiet spot to lay my head. But just as I was drifting off, I heard Bruce's voice booming out of someone's car stereo singing, "They're waiting for you at Bellevue." Now, I know that in the song, Bruce is referencing the hospital in New York. But that night, like an epiphany, Bruce was reminding me that some friends had rented a house on Bellevue Street. So I headed there, and they were hospitable enough to put me up for the night. So since I'm the boss today, I'm dedicating a song to Mariella, Nancy, Margaret Mary, Chrissy, and Eileen. Thanks for the hospitality, Rent-A-Crowd ladies. This song is for you.
Princess card she sends me with her regards. Oh, barroom, I shine vacancy. To see her, you gotta look hard. Wounded deep in battle, I stand stuffed like some soldier undaunted. To her gesture, smile, I'll stand on fire. She's all I ever wanted. Oh, but you let your blue walls get in the way of these facts. How to get your carpetbaggers off my back. You your mirror and your ball and jacks, but they're not what I came for, and I'm sure you see that too. I came for you, for you. I came for you, but you did not need my urgency. I came for you, for you. I came for you, but your life was one long emergency, and your cloud liners crawl into my ambulance. Your pulse is getting weak. Oh, be yourself on out to me, girl, while you got the strength to speak. 'Cause they're waiting for you at Bellevue with their oxygen masks. But I could give it all to you now if only you could ask. Don't give me my money, honey. I don't want it back. You and your phony face and your Union Jack. We'll take a local joker and teach him how to act. I swear I was never that way, even when I really cracked. Didn't you think I knew that you were born with the power of a locomotive? They were leap tall buildings in a single bound. And your Chelsea suicide with no apparent. Ears tuned to the roar of some metal tempered engine on an alien distant shore. So you left to find a better reason than the one we were living for. And it's not that nursery mouth I came back for. It's not the way you're stretched out on the floor. 'Cause I've broken all your windows and I've ran through all your doors. And who am I to ask you to lick my sores? And you should know that's true. And your cloud liners won my electric surges.
Screen door slams, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. It's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again. I just can't face myself alone. Well, don't you run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Sure, little faith is magic in the night. Ain't a beauty, but hey, you're all right. Oh, yeah, and that's all right with me. You can hide beneath your covers and study your pain. Make crosses from your lovers, throw roses in the rain. Waste your summer praying in vain for a savior to rise from this street. Well, I'm no hero, that's understood. All the redemption I can offer is beneath this dirty hood. With a chance to make it good somehow, hey, what else can we do now? Except roll down the window and let the wind blow back your head. Well, a night's busted open, these two lanes will take us anywhere. We got one last chance to make it real, retreating these wings on some wheels. Climbing back, heaven's waiting down on the dress. Well, oh, come take my hand, we're riding out tonight to case the promised land. Oh, 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 Thunder Road, oh, Thunder Road, Thunder Road. It's lying out there like a killer in the sun. Yeah, I know it's late, but we can make it. Sit tight, take hold, Thunder Road. Well, I got this guitar and I learned how to make it talk. Hey, my car's out back if you're ready to take that long walk from your front porch to my front seat. The door's open, but the ride, it ain't free. And I know you're lonely, those words that I ain't spoken. Tonight we'll be free, all the promises will be broken. There were ghosts in the eyes of all the boys you sent away. They haunt this dusty beach road in the skeleton frames of burned-out Chevrolet. They scream your name at night in the street. Graduation gown lies in rags at their feet. In the lonely cool before dawn, you hear their engines roaring on. But when you get to your porch, they're gone on the wind. So Mary climbs. It's a town full of losers, and we're pulling out of here to win.
Turn the controls over to the fans. You pick the music and talk Bruce. You're the boss on E Street Radio.
Welcome back, Springsteen fans. I'm Donnie Moore, and today on E Street Radio, I'm the boss. We just heard Thunder Road the way it was meant to be heard. The way it is not meant to be heard is me singing it. But unfortunately, that's exactly the torture my daughter was subjected to ever since she was a baby when I rocked her to sleep. Of course, trying to be a good daddy, I would change the lyrics to Taylor's Dress Sways and You Are a Beauty and Hey, You're All Right. As I mentioned, I'm originally from Delaware, but I raised my family in Redondo Beach, California. As fate or genetics would have it, when it was time for my little surfer girl to go to college, she selected a school all the way across country near my old stomping grounds. Not more than a few weeks into her freshman year, she phoned me from just outside a dorm party where they had been playing lots of Springsteen music. She wanted to tell me that our little California girl was getting much respect from her new East Coast friends for knowing every Bruce song they played. But Dad, she said, do you know the girl's name in Thunder Road isn't Taylor? It's Mary. Yes, Pumpkin, I knew that. Well, since today I'm the boss, I just played a song for my daughter. I'll now play the song I used to sing my son to get him to sleep. He, too, is now a huge Springsteen fan in his own right. At 21 years old, in his third year of college, standing 6'4" tall, I'd have to say that so far, he's done a nice job of growing up.
Well, I stood stone-like at midnight, suspended in my masquerade, and I combed my hair till it was just right, and commanded the night brigade. I was open to pain and crushed by the rain, and I walked on a crooked crutch. I strode all along to a fallout zone, came out with my soul untouched. I hid in the cloud and wrath of the crowd. When they stretched it down, I stood up. My mask, my sails were set wing to wing. I had a jukebox graduate for first mate. She couldn't sail, but she sure could slam. And I pushed B-52 and bombed them with the blues, with my gear set stubborn on standing. I broke all the rules, straight my old high school. Month-long vacations in the stratosphere, and you know it's really hard to hold your breath. Swear I lost everything I ever loved to fear. I was a cosmic kid in full costume dress, but my feet, they finally took root in the earth. But I got me a nice little place in the stars, and I swear I found the key to the universe.
Brings a hard rain. when the blue sky breaks, feels like the world's gonna change. We'll start caring for each other like Jesus said that we might. I'm a jack of all trades. We'll be all right. I'm a jack of all trades. We'll be alright. I'm a jack of all trades. We'll be
Springsteen has the most adoring fans, and this is one lucky fan sharing their favorite songs and memories on E Street Radio.
Welcome back, E Street Radio listeners. I'm Donnie Moore, ex of Wilmington, Delaware, and now from Redondo Beach, California, and today I'm the boss. In my house, we have a saying, a philosophy really, handed down to me by my father and no doubt from his father before him, that can be expressed simply as, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. I just played Jack of All Trades for my beautiful wife, Julie. Last year's Wrecking Ball tour rolled through Southern California on the night after her birthday. So since Wrecking Ball is literally her favorite record of all time, her birthday present was a proverbial no-brainer. And since the concert was the very next night, there was no time for her to tell me I spent too much on the tickets. That song was for you, baby. I love you, and I love being your Jack of All Trades. Now, from Delaware to California is a long way. I've also lived in Seattle, Washington, and Houston, Texas, as well as visited lots and lots of cities and towns in between. Often people I meet would ask me in one form or another, what made you decide to pull up stakes and move here? I've learned to give a short answer, which is, I grew up loving music, especially Bruce Springsteen and Billy Joel, and it always seemed the songs of theirs I connected with most were the powerful tales of striking out on your own, having adventures, and getting out on the open road. I guess I was inspired by them. Maybe even I was born to run.
picked by the fans for the fans. You're the boss on E Street Radio.
Welcome back to E Street Radio. My name is Donnie Moore, and today I was the boss. If you'd like to be the boss, email bethebossatSiriusXM.com. I'm about to sign off, but I've saved my favorite Springsteen story for last. I'm sure you'll find out why it's my favorite story. In the early 90s, when Bruce and Patty were establishing their Southern California residence, I was lucky enough to be doing some work on their homes here. Of course, they weren't personally supervising this work that I was doing. That task and many others was handled for them by Bruce's longtime friend and right-hand man, Terry McGovern. One afternoon, I asked Terry how far back he went with Bruce. He just said, all the way back. I asked him if he remembered Bruce playing at a club near the University of Delaware called the Stone Balloon. Terry said, yes, indeed. I remember that place. I said, well, Terry, I just happen to have a Stone Balloon sweatshirt in my car. Do you think Bruce would mind autographing it for me? Terry, being very protective of Bruce, looked at me suspiciously for a moment. And then he said, really? You just happen to have a Stone Balloon sweatshirt in your car while you're working here? I told him, yes, in fact, it is a coincidence because my younger brother Kevin has gone to school there and he sent it to me as a thank you present. But if my request for an autograph is inappropriate, then just forget I mentioned it. Terry considered me for another moment and said, get the shirt out of your car and meet me back here in 5 minutes. When I came back with the shirt, Terry and Bruce were waiting for me in Bruce's man cave. Terry formally introduced us and Bruce asked if I had attended the Stone Balloon shows. I told him I had not, since they played there when I was still a minor. Bruce then produced a Sharpie pen and spread my sweatshirt out on his bar. But before signing it, he asked me how I'd like him to inscribe it. Would I just like his signature, or would I prefer that he address it to me my name? I told Bruce that I'd be grateful no matter how he signed it, but if I had a choice, I suppose I'd like it more if he personalized it. He looked over at Terry approvingly. Apparently, this is some sort of test to tell whether an autograph seeker is a genuine fan who will cherish the memento, or if he's just going to sell the article on the memorabilia market. I guess I passed their test. I, of course, immediately had it framed, and it has been proudly displayed in my own man cave ever since. Now, I would never claim that Terry McGovern and I were close friends, but he did me a big solid one afternoon when he really didn't have to, and for that I'll remember him for the rest of my life. He passed away far too soon, and it's not hard for me to understand why Bruce was so moved by the loss of his great friend that he memorialized him in a song, as only Bruce could do. Let's all raise a glass to the memory of Terry McGovern and listen to Terry's song.
I know you'll take comfort in knowing you've been roundly blessed and cursed. But love is a power greater than death, just like the songs and stories told. And when she builds you up, she broke the moon. Bad attitude's a power stronger than death, alive and burning or stone cold. But when they built you breath,
Sirius XM E Street Radio, where we let you be the boss. Here in Encore, tomorrow, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. Want your chance to host? Email bethebos@SiriusXM.com and you can be the boss.